It's curious to hear Sinn Féin now quoting Tony O'Brien, the former Director General of the HSC, as part of an attack on the current Minister for Health. Your last motion of no confidence, if I remember correctly, was in the former Director General of the HSC, Tony O'Brien, who you thought a few months ago was unfit for office, but now you're using his words as an attempt to pursue the next head. It shows the entire approach of Sinn Féin to the health service, which really doesn't care about patients, doesn't care about the health service whatsoever. It's just a stick to beat the government with. It's just a constant, ongoing political attack. Health is a very difficult area to manage, a very difficult area to lead in for any minister and for any government. But it is an area where, despite the many difficulties we have, real progress is being made. We see that in the fact that life expectancy has increased in the last couple of years. We see that in falling mortality rates from cancer, improving survival rates on stroke, improving survival rates on heart attack, much better clinical outcomes across the board. And these things don't happen by accident. They happen because of the hard work and professionalism of our healthcare staff. They happen because the government is pursuing the right policies and strategies by and large, and because of the additional resources that we're putting into the health service all the time. Even in some of the most difficult areas, like people waiting for operations and procedures, up until last month anyway, at least up until the strike, we were at a 4 or 5 year low in terms of patients waiting more than 12 weeks for operations. There'll be a setback now for the next few months as a consequence of the strike, but we'll get on top of that again. And this year so far, we're seeing the number of patients, and still too many, I accept that, but this year so far, we're seeing the number of patients spending time on hospital trolleys at a 3 year low, if not a 4 year low. But the other thing I would just turn your attention to, Deputy, is the situation in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is an area in which your party was in government for over 10 years. The last health minister up until 2 years ago was your party leader in the north, Michelle O'Neill. And many of the same problems are faced in Northern Ireland. Overcrowding in hospitals, unacceptable waiting times, overruns on budgets, and a reform plan, the Bengoa plan, which has not been implemented. And I think I just see a very good editorial of the day in the Irish News. The health service needs a minister. Why does the health service in Northern Ireland not have a minister? The health service in Northern Ireland does not have a minister. Because the Sinn Féin health minister resigned over a heating initiative. So having denied Northern Ireland a health minister,
deputies,
now Sinn Féin wants to take away ours. We're not going to let that happen.
Deputies.